Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
mountain climbing scene looked pretty convincing, didn't it? But none of it was real. Usually, you can believe what you see, but sometimes your eyes can be deceived. Well, just take a look around this studio. That wind, the storm, even this rock is fake. They're all special effects designed to fool you. Let's take this snow, for example. It's plastic, and there's no big cloud up there sending it down. The plastic is sifted through a snow machine. It looks like a big mesh barrel, and when you crank it, the snow falls through the holes. You can sift the snow as slow or as fast as you want. Okay, Barbara, really crank it up. Now, this is great for regular snowfall, but if you really want to make it look like a blizzard, you have to see the wind blowing the snow. So, we have a wind machine. Wind, please. Now, this is what I call a blizzard. Now, let's take a look at this scenery. There are some pretty cool tricks here, too. This rock is really a piece of hardened foam that's been sculpted to look like a rock. It's hollow behind, and it's propped up by these pieces of wood. Now, where did we get those mountains in the distance? This is where it really gets high tech. This wall is painted a special color called Ultimate Blue. The blue is special because it can disappear and let another picture take its place. Ultimate Blue is the special ingredient that allows us to trick you into thinking there's a mountain in the background. Where does the mountain come from? It's a photograph. The camera takes a picture of the photo and it's electronically put in place of the blue wall. So, here's how it works. You put your scenery, like the rock, in front of an ultimate blue wall. Then, with the flick of a switch, you add your background. The blue wall never changes, but what you see on your TV screen does. Then all you have to do is add your actor and your special effects. Thank you.
Okay, snow, please. And action, Lamar.
What a blizzard! I can't believe we're going rock climbing in this weather!
It's a good thing we have this safety rope. Otherwise, we could get blown right off this cliff.
With a little television technology, we made you think I was caught in a snowstorm. So remember, you can't always believe what you see. And there's another way that your eyes can be fooled. It's called optical illusion. An optical illusion makes you think you see one thing when you really see another. The pictures in this book called Opt are all optical illusions. Opt is the kind of book that you can really get into. So, let's take a walk in the land of Opt. Opt, an illusionary tale by Arlene and Joseph Baum. Here I am in the land of Opt, where optical illusions are everywhere. Take this envelope, for example. Look at the red and the blue lines. Which one is longer? Is it the red line or the blue? Actually, the lines are the same size. They only look different when seen against the background of the envelope. The line in the center divides the envelope into a big box and a little box. So even though the red and the blue lines are equal, your eye assumes that the bigger box has a longer line. It's just an optical illusion. What about these lines with the arrows? Are they the same or different sizes? The bottom line is longer, don't you think? Well, what do you think now? They're the same. It's tricky, I know, but when the ends of the arrows face out, you think the line looks longer. It isn't really, but it looks that way to your eye. As a castle guard, I cherish my trident, and I especially love this one. How many prongs do you see? There are two on the bottom, and on the top, three. Two on the bottom, and on the top, three. A trident like this one can only be drawn. It could never exist in real life. Flowers fair, flowers bright. Which flower has the larger center, the black or the white? The black one looks bigger because it's surrounded by small circles. The white center looks smaller because it's surrounded by big circles. Here, I'll prove it. See? The flower centers are really the same size. Optical illusions are fun to look at, and they're fun to make. Here are some optical illusions you can create on your own.
This is just a couple of drawings, but when I flip it, the lights change. This pencil's made out of wood, but I could make it look like rubber.
I bet you think I'm making a knot. It looks like a knot, but it's not.
I can make my thumb look like it's broken in two pieces.
This optical illusion makes you think you're seeing purple, but you're really seeing red and blue.
I can make this pencil look broken. All I need is this glass of water. It's an optical illusion.
I can have two faces in one, a man with a beard, and just me.
Some optical illusions are quick and easy to make. others require great skill and care. Here's an artist who puts tremendous effort into creating optical illusions. And when you look at his paintings, you'll see why. To fool you, he paints skies where there should be ceilings. And he paints windows with real scenes in them on the walls. He pays perfect attention to every detail, so his paintings look absolutely real. Just take a look at those cats tangled in yarn. They're drawn so lifelike, you expect them to jump down any minute and bat that ball of yarn around. This kind of painting is called trompe l'œil, which is French for trick the eye. Usually, the whole picture is an optical illusion. It is designed and drawn to make you believe that something, like this table with jewelry, is real, when actually, it's only a painting. One thing you can count on when you see trompe l'œil is that something will surprise you. In this case, it's the blackbird perched outside the picture frame. Real as it looks, it's part of the painting. It's trompe l'œil.
My name is Christian Thee. I'm a painter, and I paint trompe l'œil. To be able to paint trompe l'œil, you have to understand the way the eye works, how to make things look far away, how to make other things look very close to you. Let me show you an example. We're going to establish what we call an horizon line. That's where the land meets the sky when you look off in the distance. A vanishing point is where things disappear to in this drawing that we're going to do of railroad tracks. Here's a pair of railroad tracks that are going to diminish right into the horizon. The railroad ties up close are further apart. As they get closer to the horizon, getting further and further away from you, the tracks get closer together, the railroad ties get closer together. If we wanted to put telephone poles, we could put a telephone pole here, find out how it goes into the distance by attaching our vanishing points to the top and bottom of the telephone pole, and then continue drawing telephone poles within those lines. And we have telephone poles that get smaller and smaller until finally they would disappear over the horizon. A bird on this telephone pole would be a tiny dot on this telephone pole, thus creating the illusion of distance. What I like about trompe l'œil is that anything is possible. Today, what I want is a view out of a door. You're looking across a balcony to a park, and in that park is a carnival with a roller coaster and a Ferris wheel. I think that would be a fun painting to have. When I'm preparing a painting, I create a plan so that I know exactly what I'm going to do before I do it. The more precise you can be about your drawing, the more illusion you can create. The tools that I use are the pencil, the paintbrush, the straight edge, but I guess the most important tool of all is the imagination. I think with any talent, you fine-tune it to the point where you can do exactly what you want with that paintbrush. The line, the shape, the sharp edge to an object is what basically fools the viewer and creates the illusion. Now that I'm close to finishing my carnival painting, I decided I wanted to do something that would add some really special magic to the painting. So I decided to make the lights of the Ferris wheel and the lights of the roller coaster operate, and all the other lights twinkling in the middle of a carnival. Trompe l'œil is a kind of painting that causes you to want to look out the window that is painted, pass through the door that has been created, to the point where you want to touch it. And when I've succeeded, nothing pleases me more.
In Opt, there is a first-rate art gallery, and the great thing is, each picture is more than it seems. In this case, there are two pictures in one. In one picture, there is an old woman facing sideways. Here's her eye, nose, mouth, and chin. Got it? Okay, in the other picture, there's a young woman looking back. Here's her eye, cheek, chin, and necklace. You can't see both women at the same time, but switch your attention back and forth, and each will appear. Here's an illusion that really makes you see things. Where the white lines cross, gray spots appear. You see them? Okay. See these boxes? Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And if we turn them all upside down, there should still be 6, right? Wrong! Now there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It all depends on how you see it. And you never know which way it will go in the land of Opt. You can find optical illusions on television, in books, and in art. And you can also find them in nature. Animals use optical illusions like disguise and camouflage to hide from their enemies. Animals who blend in with their environment remain hidden until they move. Do you see the bird? Do you see the frog? From a distance, this white hare is invisible. And this owl looks exactly like the tree it lives in. Disguises work underwater, too. There is a flounder in this picture who perfectly matches the ocean floor. You can only see his eyes and gills move. And the flounder can change color if it swims to where the bottom looks different. Here's another camouflaged fish who looks just like the clumps of seaweed and sand that surround him. You only notice him when he moves. This horned lizard can barely be detected as it lunches on scurrying ants. The insect world is full of camouflage surprises. This walking stick looks just like a twig. Here's a leaf clipper you can't tell from the branch it's on. And doesn't this caterpillar look like tree bark? Here's one who anchors a silk thread to a tree to hold itself up in a branch-like position. Only because it's moving can you tell this insect from a leaf. Even this little thorn bug can be fooled by these caterpillars. It'll go all the way to the top without realizing it's on a fellow creature. Until it's shaken off. This green insect looks like the serrated edges of the elm leaves it eats. In this picture, the insect resembles the dead brown edges of the hornbeam it munches. See it eating now? Here's a perfect example of how well camouflage can work. This hungry little bird doesn't realize that inches away under the branch, there's a full meal disguised to look like the branch itself. That's the beauty of camouflage. In this world of optical illusion and visual trickery, you might find yourself looking at everything twice. Well, here are some books that deserve more than one look, but you don't have to take my word for it.
I'm Clexita Ortega, and I just found out how animals can trick your eyes in this book, Hide and Seek. For animals, fooling your eyes is serious business. It helps protect them from their enemies. Take a close look at this picture. You might be able to see an animal, or maybe not. Some spiders look just like flowers. This seaweed is really a fish. Are these thorns or bugs? They're bugs. Whenever you go outside, look carefully at the trees, the grass, and even the ground. You never know what might be hiding there.
Here's a book that's really different. Get ready to look at the world from a caterpillar's point of view. In this book, If at First You Do Not See, it's about a little caterpillar who is tired of eating the same old food. His adventure starts when he looks for something different to eat. He makes a new discovery. Things are not always as they appear. For example, ice cream looks appealing. But wait, they are really two clowns, not somebody's dessert. Here's a nice white mushroom, but it turns into two ugly witches before his very eyes. I love everything about this story. It's fun. It might even make you laugh. I'm Nisa Fajardo. There are many more surprises waiting for you in this book. So why don't you check it out?
Are you the kind of kid who likes modern science? Well, I've got a book that's a real eye-opener. It's called Lenses. I love this book. It's about lenses and the way you see. The test for colorblindness is really neat. Can you see the giraffe? How about the fish? My favorite part was the optical illusions. These pictures play tricks on your eyes, like this picture of a vase. No, I mean two people. No, I mean a vase. I'm Graham Pierce, and if you like having fun with technology, you should take a closer look at this book, Lenses.
You know, most of the time, your eyes don't deceive you. The world is a pretty reliable place. But keep your eyes open, because every once in a while, an optical illusion just might play a trick on you. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Opt, An Illusionary Tale by Arlene and Joseph Baum, published by Viking Penguin, a division of Penguin Books USA Incorporated. Lenses, Take a Closer Look by Siegfried Aust, illustrated by Helga Ninke, published by Lerner Publications Company. If at First You Do Not See by Ruth Brown, published by Henry Holt and Company Incorporated. Hide and Seek, an Oxford Scientific Films book edited by Jennifer Caldry and Karen Goldie Morrison, published by G.P. Putnam Sons.